questions. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, we're here, and then back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is not a live broadcast, but much of it is virgin, is original that I recorded specially for this Easter Sunday. I want to thank you for joining us. Coming up at the end of the hour, we're going to premiere a special report on Agenda 21 land grabbing taking place right here in Austin, Texas, where I live. And I had such a powerful interview earlier in the week with Lord Christopher Monckton on how really the global warming swindle is the plan for global governance. It's the heart, it's the guts, it's the engine of it. And if you bring that down, and we are very close to doing it, that's why the globalists are just moving forward, because they've got everything bet on it. If we bring that down, their whole system is in deep trouble. This is their excuse to regulate and take over every facet of our lives. It's the most important fight we've got going right now. Then we're going to get into a special report later in the second hour on the Hegelian dialectic and how it ties into Edward Bernays. You know, I did a report on this a few weeks ago, and I saw some guy on the YouTube channel say, "Hey, Glenn Beck covered this last year." Well, I've been covering Edward Bernays for a decade. I covered it in a film 5-6 years ago, Terror Storm. But so what? If Glenn Beck covered it first, good for him. It's about how they're psychologically brainwashing us. Okay, I could care less who's first. This is not about territorializing information. This is about defeating the New World Order and not being manipulated and making the knowledge that I know and most of my listeners know commonplace. The people perish for lack of knowledge. When people have knowledge, they flourish. It's that simple. Speaking of knowledge, a couple of years ago when they came out with iPads, I was tired of the worship of it. Like when iPods first came out, people would stop me when I had one in stores and just worship me. Young women, men, you name it. "Oh my gosh, it's so cool." You know, later, nobody cares. I just had it because I could listen to music on it. But I executed an iPad right when they first came out, and there was people freaking out. Even people in my office were like, "Don't destroy that. It's wasteful." Or, you know, "It's a great piece of technology." The point is, by killing it, millions of people saw that video. Of course, it really wasn't alive. I was drilling it and torturing it. And I pointed out, you don't care about me, you know, when I talk about how they're torturing children in Abu Ghraib in Iraq. You don't care about that. That's okay because you've been dehumanized. Who cares if kids are dying? But if you see a puppy get killed, you get upset. But if you see an iPad get destroyed, you get even more upset. So it just shows the dehumanization. Well, I thought that dovetailed with this article. Desperate Chinese boy sells kidneys for £2,000, that's about $3,500, to buy an iPad and iPhone. And they're having a big investigation about it in China. Well, I mean, people in Latin America sell them for a few thousand dollars and get locked up if they change their mind by the gangsters. Some people get killed and have their organs taken. You know, first, it was a rumor in Iraq and then in Israel that people getting killed in the different conflicts were having their organs taken. Since then, it's been confirmed. What was it? A Dutch newspaper first reported about Israel, and people were like, "That's a lie. It's not true." And then it turned out it was. There's a lot of macabre stuff going on all over the world. We need to learn to stand up against it and decry it, or it will just get worse and worse. Something else that's really disgusting is that they're reporting that 47,500-plus cases of paralysis being caused by the new polio vaccine being administered by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in India. And they're trying to cover that up right now. Big article by Aaron Dykes, paralysis case spikes in wake of Bill Gates' polio vaccine effort in India. That's up at Infowars.com by Aaron Dykes. Get that article out to everybody, because everywhere they go with these polio vaccines, they're basically giving them a synthetic form of polio. And it's all part of a hidden in plain view eugenics operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. It's Easter Sunday. We'll be right back.
BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BeProfessionalBePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BeProfessionalBePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeProfessionalBePrepared.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, coming to you on this Easter Sunday, the 8th of April, 2012. This is a worldwide transmission against tyranny coming to you from FEMA Region 6. No, this is not the Hunger Games. It's the real world under the UN global banker dictatorship. The president has openly told Congress, as well as the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the SecDef, that the UN commands the president. That's on record. The president has said the Supreme Court doesn't tell him what to do and that he is the ruler because he is the puppet of the UN. He's also chaired the head of the UN Security Council that violates Article 1, Section 9, and is treason with a capital T. All right. We have got the premier on radio of a in-depth report that we did here in Austin, Texas, worked on for a week, dealing with the UN Agenda 21 and the takeover of property. This started 20 years ago in Austin. It's been done all over the world. Same model. This is official UN doing it. The Statesman reported on it back on March 31st. Residents troubled by surveillance cameras. They put up all these fences around land that they took from people. Remember back in the 80s and 90s to be a preserve, greenbelt. But then the city turns around and sells it to select globalists. So they want to keep people off of it, not as parkland. And they have cameras aimed at their homes in areas of Austin and are fining people or arresting them if they dare walk on the King's property, the New World Order's property. So that is coming up at the end of the hour. We have an in-depth report with our own great reporters and researchers, Darren McBreen and John Bound. That is coming up at the end of this hour, in the final segment of this hour. And then we've got a lot of other special reports in the second hour I'll tell you about later. But to segue into this, I thought I'd play some excerpts of an amazing interview I did last week. We had a story that went viral and was picked up by dozens of major newspapers when this professor here in the United States, Norgaard, came out and said, treat people for mental illness that question that Man-Bear-Pig is our Lord and Savior. No, I'm being sarcastic. That Al Gore and his whole global warming thing is a fraud. If you question Man-Bear-Pig, who's very serial, who's very serious, well, then you're in trouble. And you're a mental patient, I guess. And there's all these other professors that say, arrest us, you know, get us, we need a police state. Like our own Dr. Pianca at UT has said that on MSNBC, and it became a big story. And he says 90% of the population needs to go. This is par for the course with these people. Well, then Norgaard came out and said she didn't mean that in her paper. And then she took down all these other papers she wrote. Well, we found a paper she wrote 3 years ago at another university calling for an end of what she calls democracy, or the will of the people to save the earth by shutting down coal power plants and taxing carbon dioxide, which is all a red herring diversion from real environmental problems. So we're going to segue into this interview with Lord Christopher Monckton, one of the leading people exposing all of this. Because this is the heart of the New World Order, global cartel, megabank takeover, is this environmental cult that has nothing to do with the environment and is taking control of our society. So we'll go to portions of this interview in the next three segments, and then the big Agenda 21 report coming up. Lord Monckton, that's a long preface intro. But, you know, I tell you, they just think they're anointed, and they think their authoritarianism doesn't stink. What do you say, Lord Monckton, one of the leading experts heading up your center that researches these people? All of your research has been proven correct, so now they're calling for shutting us up.
I think that puts it very bluntly and very correctly, Alex. They are running scared. If I can just review what the climate has been doing over the last few years. We've just had, literally 2 days ago, figures from the Hadley Centre and the Climatic Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. These people have now admitted that there's been no statistically significant global warming for 15 years. Likewise, the most accurate sea level satellite that we have had up there for a few years is the Aviso Envisat satellite. That shows sea level over the last 8 years since that satellite first went up, rising at a rate of equivalent to 1.3 inches per century. The Florida State University's index of the activity of hurricanes, tropical cyclones and typhoons around the world, that shows the lowest level of hurricane activity in 30 years since the satellites were first watching. The sea ice extent just today is greater for this time of year than it has been at almost any time since the 1979, when again the satellites were first able to watch, and the spring has come a month late up there. It's very, very cold up there. That's why we've had it warm down here. So all their big storylines about how terrible it's all going to be are falling apart. Polar bears, another one, just today, an important report out showing that the population of polar bears continues to grow as it has since the 1940s. This is not the profile of a species in imminent threat of extinction.
Well, they're actually a scourge, as you know, invading green areas and attacking people and invading their homes.
Absolutely. They're now becoming very aggressive and intrusive because there are so many of them, and they can't get enough food in these very, very cold conditions, unusually cold conditions, in the Arctic. So they increasingly invade the human settlements in Greenland and Canada. So these are the actual realities of the climate, and it is quite clear that what they predicted would happen isn't happening. And in fact, if we look back on this now, Alex, you and I have been at this for some time, but the UN's climate panel, the IPCC, produced its first report in 1990, and that, of course, is a generation ago. So shall we have a look at how their prediction of global temperature has got on? They gave a high-end, a medium-end, and a low-end prediction. And yes, there has been warming since 1990, but not very much. It's actually below even the low-end prediction of the IPCC. They've got every single forecast that they've ever done wrong. Every single one of these forecasts was exaggerated.
Plus, the studies I've seen that you've covered, and you're listing real facts here, they'll just say peer-reviewed, but you have admitted facts, they're not denying it. A little bit of warming is actually good. Plus, this gaggle of nuts said that we were going to be in an ice age by the 90s back in the 70s.
That's right. So what they want to do is they know they can get grants and attention and grow their little bureaucratic empires and academic empires by pretending there's a problem. It doesn't matter which direction the problem they pretend is, as long as they can all agree on telling the same story. Well, first of all, they tried to tell the story of global cooling, whereupon global warming began. Then the global warming stopped. And they can't change here. They can't go back to global cooling or everybody will laugh at them. They can't pretend that global warming is happening because for 15 years, on their own figures, on the figures of the cheerleaders for this whole scare, it isn't happening. And so now they're increasingly forced back onto these rather desperate expedients, one of which, we'll come on to Norgard in just a minute. I want to do one more before that. I came across this when I was addressing the Law Society of Ireland in Galway a few weeks ago. They produced a graph, you'll see it on the left-wing websites too, showing there have been many periods over the last 150 years since we kept global temperature records when there's been 10 or 15 years without any global warming, like the last 10 or 15 years. Now, of course, what they don't realize when they show that that is the case is that the fact exercises a very great constraint on the rate at which warming is occurring or could occur. So yes, we are getting a little warming. You'd expect to see a little warming over the long term if you add lots of CO2 to the atmosphere. But the point is, it's not going to be very much, it's not going to be alarming, and even if it was, as I said to the California state legislature just a week ago, it's, in their case, it's about 30 times cheaper to sit back, go surfing, and enjoy the sunshine and adapt to the adverse consequences of any warming than it is to follow policies like California's Bill AB 32 and build all those windmills in the Altamont Pass to kill all the golden eagles and hawks and kites that they're killing by the thousand every year. These are environmentally damaging projects. But the fact is, it's vastly cheaper, even if the warming was going to be as bad as they say it is, to do nothing. And that brings me on to Professor Norgard. And I'm sorry that I, too, have kind of come crabwise around the subject, because I wanted to put what she is saying into...
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1626.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1667.50, 833.75 for a half ounce, or 416.87 for a quarter ounce. That's 1667.50, 833.75, and 416.87.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, Lord Christopher Monckton, who heads up, well, there's no doubt, globally, the premier aggregator of the scientific data proving what's really happening with our planet, with the real scientists, the real satellites. He's the guy, 9 times out of 10, that is forecasting and exposing these people way out ahead. So they've called for his arrest, you name it, and he joins us now. Expanding on that, they have expunged all the universities she's spoken at or that she's worked at, except for Whitman College 3.5 years ago when she was commending Obama for appointing John P. Holdren, who's also called for global tyranny and drugging the water to sterilize us and praising authoritarianism like Dr. Pianca does at UT. I mean, this is who they are. It's not like this is some oddball we found. We have it. We have it. The university pulled what she'd written about treating us for mental illness and said that it was a mistake. And now we find this. Don't wait for public consensus. A public letter. She says public opinion does matter in democracy, but this is a time when following it would be a serious mistake. Two factors make public understanding of climate change unusually complex. She goes on to say we're stupid. And then it says eliminate coal. All of this stuff, she says, we can't do what the public wants. This is even 3.5 years ago. They knew they were losing momentum and failing because of their power grab. Lord Monckton, what do you make of this? This is a huge discovery that the little poster girl that they're defending, it turns out, is an open authoritarian.
That's no surprise, because so many, particularly in sociology, which is a non-subject, which I would personally ban from all universities, if I were an authoritarian, that is, these people think that they know better than we do. This is the essence of totalitarianism. And they say they know, they are so much sure that they know better than us, that they want to tell us every little detail of our lives. No, you can't burn coal in the grate or in a power station. No, you can't light a candle, it gives off carbon dioxide. No, you can't even go back to being a caveman, because that means lighting a fire in your cave, and that emits carbon dioxide. What you've got to do is just die and stop breathing, because breathing emits carbon dioxide as well. It's this childish, persistent, stupid, intellectually vapid arrogance which is the hallmark of the totalitarian everywhere. And if you call them totalitarians or fascists or communists or international socialists or whatever phrase also means totalitarianism, oh, how they blub. I once let slip in Australia that a remark by somebody over there was a fascist opinion. I didn't even call the guy a fascist. I just said he'd expressed a fascist opinion. And oh, my goodness, how the left wailed and howled when I arrived in Australia for a speaking tour last year. The West Australian in Perth, where I landed, on the front page said, "Ban the Lord." That's their instinctive reaction. Every time you use their kind of language back, they want to ban us from saying it, but they want to continue to have the freedom to use this language themselves. So there's a poisonous double standard there. And this Professor Norgaard, the fact is that if she had wanted to deal with what happened in a professional way, let us suppose that her original paper, as she now claims, didn't contain anything about the treatment of individuals who had this mental disease of not believing that global warming is a global crisis. Let's suppose that she was true in that. I'm not going to argue that for the moment at this point. The fact is that her university, in a press release which I read while it was still up on the web, said that she, in her paper, it was their press release describing what she had done, they had cleared it with her before it was put up there, said very clearly that this must be recognized and treated in individuals as well as in societies as a whole. That's what it said. And then when I spotted that, I wrote to her a very polite letter, and I said, look, Professor, I don't know whether you said this or not, but the university is saying that you did, or at least it is accused of saying that you did, because I hadn't yet seen the university press release then. I looked at it again afterwards. I said, if that is what they're saying, could you please get it changed? Because this does give a very bad impression, and it's taking us back to the era of Hitler and Stalin. It was a very polite letter, and I added for good measure a few points about why global warming really wasn't a global crisis after all. And the thing is, I got no reply. What she should have done is to write back and say, thank you for writing in such a civilized fashion to point out what appeared on the press release. I hadn't noticed this. I've asked the university to change it, and they're going to put up a new version. And that would have quietened the whole matter down in a perfectly straightforward way. But no, the left can never admit they ever got anything wrong. So she didn't do that. Instead, furtively, the university, without it hoped leaving any trace, took out the words "and treated" in the press release that was up, University of Oregon, and that those words no longer appear.
Lord Monckton, let me stop you. Let me stop you here because
I must finish this because there is a Google cache of the earlier version of the page, and that proves that the words were there. The university didn't realize that in doing this furtively, it was going to make itself look just like another third world dictatorship. And what these people have got to learn is they've got to learn that, in fact, in civilized open debate, there has to be a kind of modicum of honesty, which these people have long since abandoned. And that's why nobody listens to them anymore.
Well, that was my point, though, is that you're being very kind here, saying, you know, perhaps, but look, they've expunged all her writings. The one writing we find on a university written by her, a letter to the president, officially her site, says we need to get rid of people's rights on this and do whatever we want. And we know this drug, treat, re-educate is constantly parroted by the entire gaggle. So she spews a talking point that we've seen ad nauseum by other control freaks, other greeny, you know, authoritarians. And then we find another thing they haven't memory holed yet, and it says the same stuff. So, obviously she said it.
I think the point is that the way I like to approach these people is to be very polite to them privately and say, look, something's gone wrong here, maybe you'd like to put it right. Then if they're sensible, they write back and they say, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, of course I didn't mean that, and change it. But she didn't write back to me. And that tells me all I need to know about what her true intentions were. Because I didn't write a nasty email. It was entirely friendly, civilized, sensible. I'll send you a copy of it after this, Alex, and you can put it up on your website, because it makes very sensible points, not only about her, but also the main points about why we don't have a problem with the climate, and even if we did, there's nothing we can afford to do about it. It's much better not to worry about it, just let it happen. It won't be that damaging, at sea level rising at 1.3 inches per century, etc. So I think what we have to do is to say very firmly to these people, we are now on your case. If you come out and demand international climate courts or European criminal climate courts, they're actually talking about that in Europe at the moment. Of course, I'm trying to stop that too. If you go on talking about having people sent to psychiatric institutions and treated for mental illness, if they dare to raise perfectly legitimate scientific and economic questions rooted in the science, then it is you who deserve to be locked up and not them. And I'm going to make a proposal here, Alex. I think we're going to need a law which says that anybody who uses that kind of hate speech about having people treated for mental illness, if they dare to disagree with the official so-called consensus, which of course is just the Communist Party line, then I think anyone who says that should themselves be locked up in prison for hate speech, for discrimination.
It's Easter Sunday. Thanks for joining us as we defend Western civilization and basic liberties. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's Easter Sunday. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Now back to our interview with Lord Christopher Monckton with your Truth Overload.
Let me tell you the story of Trofim Denisovich Lysenko. Now he, in the 1940s and 50s, he was a peasant. He was somebody who thought he knew about how to improve the yield of crops, and his idea was you soak the seed corn in water over the winter instead of planting it out in the autumn to get used to the cold weather, and then it germinates better in the spring. It doesn't, actually. But that was his theory, and he told his local Communist Party secretary this over a beer one night, and the Communist Party secretary said, Trofim, here you are, an ignorant, untutored peasant, but you have come up with an idea as brilliant as this just because you live in the glorious Soviet Union. And by this propaganda, he ended up, by some ghastly mischance, as head of the Soviet Academy of Sciences, as a result of which there were 20 failed harvests, because they all had to pursue this ludicrous policy of soaking the seed corn in water, where In fact, it just becomes rotten and doesn't produce any crop. And 20 failed harvests, 20 million Soviet citizens killed of starvation as a direct result of this mad policy imposed from the centre. And anybody who quarrelled with Lysenko and said this was wrong, anybody who also opposed his notion there was no such thing as genetics, was sent to prison or killed or both. That was what actually happened in Soviet Russia. And now the same kind of people are using the same kind of language and advocating the same kind of remedies, and it is they, not we, who should go to jail. And as the dictator of Nicaragua used to say to those whom he defeated in the various elections there, you won the election, but I won the count. They like to stack the way things fall in their favour, because they know that they can't beat us in argument. If you read Obama's hero, Saul Alinsky, another communist agitator just like Obama himself, Alinsky in his Rules for Radicals, he says this, he says, don't try to argue with the capitalists, they are right, we all know they're right, we know they have the truth, we know they can argue better than we can because they're right and true. So if you want to deal with them, attack their reputations. And this is what she's doing. She's trying to make out that anyone who dares to say that there may be something wrong with this bogus climate science, that it's been oversold and over-exaggerated, and if there's no economic basis for it anyway, anyone who says that, she says, is effectively mentally defective.
Lord Monson, I wanted to look at the big picture here. And talk about Agenda 21. The environmentalists, who aren't real environmentalists, as you said, they're distracting from all the real stuff that's happening that needs to be dealt with. They are establishing Agenda 21, a global UNESCO model of the ultra elite against the rest of the free market, a neo-feudalism, a post-industrial world. They've taken over 30,000 acres, that's conservative, in Austin the last 20 years, saying, forcing people to sell it for pennies on the dollar, farms and ranches in key development zones. I've interviewed the farmers and ranchers. They take this, one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S., they take this land and a few years later take the restrictions off, and they, the commissars, the former mayors and others, sell it and control it and make money off of it. Open criminal activity. And they told the citizens, when we take this land, it's going to be giant green belts. But most of the land they didn't turn into green belts. They built shopping malls on it, movie theaters, whatever. The point is they stole it. Now, here's the Austin American Statesman. Residents troubled by surveillance cameras on these tens of thousands of acres they haven't sold yet because they don't want humans using it because they'll think it's their park. They put up big fences. Show folks a shot of this, crew. They put up big game fences where the backyards back up and arrest people with hidden cameras that are seen ever walking on the land that was promised to be greenbelt. And it says in the article, worst of all, they even hike on the trail. The evil humans are hiking on the trail, and they have hidden cameras watching the evil citizens. I mean, this is pure feudalism, Lord Monson. Your comments on that?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It is an outrage, and I think it's time that instead of just complaining about this, we started to make plans to fight back. The first step, it seems to me, is to get the matter of President Obama's birth certificate into court with a serious challenge rather than the joke challenges we've had so far. The next thing to do is to make sure that the Republicans, who seem to me to be dead from the neck up and dead from the neck down, every time this kind of outrage from the left comes out, they should say something about it. Why is it left always to you and me and Mark Morano and a tiny handful of others to speak out and say that this kind of hate speech from Professor Norgaard's university is the kind of thing that ought to be a criminal offence? If they try to make hate speech as they define it from us a criminal offence, then it's time that they should endure the same thing. If they go around accusing people like you and me, Alex, of being mentally defective because we dare to question the notions of global warming that they present, then they should go to jail for that, because that is an unreasonable restriction on our right to our reputation. And we have in England a law called criminal libel. You do that to me in England, I'll have you in court for it, for criminal libel. And you can go to jail for a long time for doing it. Now, in the United States, you have no such law. And I think that free speech, which is guaranteed in your constitution, can only work if universities like that of Oregon are told that if you use hate speech of that kind, you can be fined millions of dollars, and the people at the university responsible for it can go to jail for a very, very long time. Let us start using against the left precisely the weapons they are trying to use against us and see how they like it.
Well, Lord Monckton, don't we start with not even calling them the left? Because, I mean, Thomas Jefferson was on the left, the old classic liberal. I mean, I could say you would be a classic leftist in that you wanted more freedom, more liberty. I want to show some photos. You can't see them, Lord Monckton, but later you can see the video. This is for your request for video stills from the hidden cameras lining the preserve, aiming at people's back kitchen window at night with them inside it eating. They take tens of thousands of acres, don't want you on it because they want you to forget it's theirs so they can sell it later to their friends.
And the reason why they want to keep you off it is that there's a very ancient right which goes back to Roman law and came to your law through English law. It's known as usufruct, or right of use, and that if the public passes freely over what would otherwise be private land without any restriction or fence or anyone saying you mustn't do it for 10 or 12 years,
it conveys.
The public then gains a right of way, which makes a mess of their plans later to sell it on to developers. That's why they're putting those fences up. That's why they don't want you walking through the land. It's not that you're going to tread on the voles or hurt the flowers. No, no, no. It's because they don't want you establishing a right of way so that they can't then sell the land.
Yes, sir. Exactly. It was supposed to be a commons. I remit in the law. It was supposed to, it's all over the country and all the world with these UN land grabs. It was supposed to be, they said, a commons park. And they immediately fence it and don't let you use it and then later sell it. I mean, it's so evil. How do you stop them?
They fence it. It's because they don't want rights of way established, because if a right of way goes across there, it vastly reduces the sale value to developers. That's why they're doing this. It's entirely for basically criminal reasons. And the trouble is now that because the state has become so wealthy and the individual so comparatively poor through having to pay excessive taxation and comply with excessive regulation, fewer and fewer individuals have the kind of wealth that is needed to take these people to the courts and get justice. And so I am also looking at proposals now to set up, effectively using their language, a people's court which can call to account any official paid by taxpayers for their behaviour, and the people will be entitled to free representation at the expense of the public authority against whom they are bringing the charge, just so as to level the playing field and allow us to get our point.
Yes, sir. We're out of time, Lord Monckton. Just briefly, what do you think of her reportedly saying it's racist? I mean, the UN Agenda 21, that's pure racism.
Of course it is. All of it's racist. All of it is designed to try to shut down the West. And it is disfiguring to see so many people like her calling us names like racist when it is she who is the racist. She is saying there are two races, the clever ones like her and the mentally defective like us. That is exactly racism, and she should go to jail.
Well said, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org. Thank you, Lord Monckton. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Live here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and of course, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with a weekday show that's on XM Channel 166, as well as over 100 AM and FM affiliates. And number one, when it comes to audio streams, at Infowars.com. Liberty is popular. Freedom is popular. So let's legalize freedom, as Ron Paul has said so many times. Now, this is a special report that first aired Friday on InfoWars Nightly News. We have every evening at 7 o'clock at PrisonPlanet.tv with our own John Bowne doing some of the research and editing, and then, of course, great researcher and reporter Darren McBreen dealing with Agenda 21. I'm going to premiere it here on this Easter Sunday transmission for all of you that are listening. Now, going back decades ago, they began to come in under the name of environmentalism as the same model all worldwide and take people's property for pennies on the dollar, eminent domain, saying it would be giant green belts and parkland. Then they fence it, don't let humans use it so that you don't think that it's yours, and turn around and sell it off to insider developers. That's what modern environmentalism is, land grabbing, all sorts of stuff. Now, in Austin, there's tens of thousands of acres of this. They're putting up big game fences and cameras watching citizens because they tend to go and then walk around and use the green belts and preserves that were originally going to be for their use. And the Statesman a few weeks ago said, even worse, they're hiking on the trails. You know, where's the sheriff of Nottingham when you need him, you know, to go after Robin Hood? How dare him, that knave. So here is the report on Agenda 21, because this is the global land grab, power grab system that is attacking our once free society. We also sell a book at Infowars.com, Behind the Green Mask, that really exposes this globalist takeover fraud. Here it is.
The city of Austin, Texas has installed motion detecting surveillance cameras along the property lines of people's backyards in western Travis County.
There ought to be a way eventually where those cameras can be oriented away from the homes if they want to watch for any movement or any trespass out there. They have a right to do that.
And if the surveillance cameras weren't intrusive enough, the city has also installed these prison-style fences along the property lines.
They put this prison fence up and have cameras pointed at you? And only you. In fact, one home, just a couple down, cleared all the cedar trees, planted grass, and mows the area, trespassing regularly out there to keep that area mowed. It doesn't make it, and yet they didn't put a fence up there. And put any cameras in.
These unfortunate residents are neighbors to an encroaching vacuum of government land grabbing, all tied to the precautionary principle of the UN's Agenda 21.
I was the county judge of Travis County when the Balcones Canyonlands conservation plan and the permit under the Endangered Species Act was applied for. This wasn't long after I took office in 1987. It was announced that the territory and nesting areas for the golden cheek warbler and the black cap vireo covered a huge area of western Travis County. And in essence, what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife said was that to enforce the Endangered Species Act, that there could be no tree clearing, there could be no development activity, anything that might cause noise during the breeding season, nesting season, it shut down any development in the western part of the county. A lot of public money, millions of dollars of public money that went into buying the preserves area from the landowners. The Nature Conservancy and others got private money in there and helped leverage purchases. Some property owners just sold conservation rights. They were able to stay there. They don't develop it, but they got paid to conserve their area. If they don't do a good job of managing preserves and protecting them from fire, every bit of the money that was invested in public and private funds for these preserve systems is wasted. I don't think our elected officials are paying much attention to this. And instead, they're overreacting with this kind of bull hurting adjacent homeowners for doing things that frankly should have been done by the government itself. They should have cleared those trees away from the neighborhoods and done a better job of managing the preserves so they help the species. So we got the worst of both worlds going on right now. But if you're considering buying a home next door and you see there's cameras out there spying on the backyard and this ugly fence next door, you're not as interested in buying that home next door.
The precautionary principle states that if an action or policy has a suspected risk of causing harm to the public or to the environment, in the absence of scientific consensus that the action or policy is harmful, the burden of proof that is not harmful falls on those taking the action. Basically, guilty before proven innocent. The European Union deems this principle an actual law, while the United States has labeled it a precautionary approach and uses it to create policy. The genesis of Agenda 21 begins with the Brundtland Commission's Our Common Future, reported to the United Nations in 1987. This report defined the term sustainable development. stated as development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet their own needs. In order to define what these needs of the present are and what to implement in order to scale down daily aspects of human activity, Maurice Strong developed Agenda 21 and presented it at the Rio Earth Summit in 1992.
Climate change affects the very future of life on Earth. We have to remember that life as we know it on Earth has only existed for a very small portion of the Earth's history, and within very narrow parameters. And we are changing those parameters. So life is actually in danger.
The four sections of 40 chapters of Agenda 21 leave no stone unturned when it comes to absolute control of humanity. It places nature above mankind and calls for an end to national sovereignty, the abolition of private property, the restructuring of the family, and restrictions on transportation and individual opportunity. This map clearly shows the human settlement zones according to Agenda 21 planned for the near future. Red is off limits, yellow is highly regulated, and green is normal use. President Clinton issued Executive Order Number 12852, creating the President's Council on Sustainable Development. The PCSD has eroded the foundation of U.S. public policy, according to the master plan of the United Nations ever since.
We are talking about a globalist plan that remakes your city to a specific model. This is not only in the United States, it's all across the United States and all across the world. And you'll see these plans. They are, they're called One Bay Area. They're called Four States, One Vision. They often have the word vision in them, or they might be your city 2050 or your city 2035. They're planning out to 2050. This is the planning, you know, what we're looking at is a planning revolution here. And it's a totalitarian plan that they're implementing. I want to let people know that totalitarian plans all share, every totalitarian plan, whether it was under Stalin or Hitler or Mao, they all share the same elements, and you will recognize it here in your country, wherever you live. You'll see that there's being a takeover and a total control of all land use, of your educational system, of means of production, all of your resources, okay? Also, you'll see it's all for the common good. It's all for the fatherland. It's all for the homeland. It's all for everyone's good, right? The individual will lose against this. You see the scarcity mentality. Oh, there's not enough. You have to restrict yourself. You have to conserve. You know, am I a pig? Do I want to use everything up? No. But we're talking about, this is a totalitarian design.
Well, this is about them controlling who they dole it out to. This is about them setting the standards of your light bulb, your toilet, your parking space, your roads, destroying your roads, and they admit to shut you down to make you poor so they can control you. They all brag about it.
Altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.